So, Food Court LGL is planning what they call a timely expansion and update of the local food directory. Here to speak with us, Ramsey Hart. Welcome back, Ramsey.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Now, first and foremost, I guess the question that a lot of people would have is, what is the local food directory?
Yeah, so this is an initiative that EcoPerth launched some years back to connect local farmers and market gardeners to consumers and make it easier to find local food. But EcoPerth is no longer a thing. They've closed up shop and the directory is now quite out of date. There's farms on there that are no longer operational. And fortunately, many new producers have come to the area to get started. And we would really love to have an up-to-date, comprehensive guide for people to find local food.
It is so incredibly timely as well, because with the Buy Canadian movement that is going on right now, people are looking for resources like this.
Absolutely. We got going on this. We checked in with EcoPerth. That's probably over a year ago now. And the Food Core group is people that are very committed to this, but it's not necessarily anyone's main job to keep the projects going. So it does sometimes take us a little while to get to things. And we were very fortunate and pleased to get some grant support from Lanark County to get this up and running. And so that really spurred us forward. We've been talking about it for a while, but thanks to the funding from Lanark County, we've now been able to hire somebody to move us forward. And we're really trying to reach out to, first and foremost, the producers in the area to get signed up with the new directory.
Yeah, for sure. You want to have the content, right, before you go
Exactly.
live. So how will it work then? Is it a website that people can go and visit and then make
Yeah,
some sound
it'll be
decisions?
a web platform with a map. That's one of the things Lauren, who's working with us on this, is doing, is researching different options for that. Should it be a Google Map or are there other systems? And then the old Lanark Local Flavors also had a paper map. So we're going to see if we have the funding and interest to create a paper map as well, or if we'll just stay digital. But that's to be determined. It'd be nice to have be great for tourists and such coming to the area, handed out at the farmers markets, et cetera. The folks at EcoPerth said that was a very popular part of the original Lanark Local Flavors. So we'll see, but for sure an online version with a map component.
Would it include something like a list of stores that are carrying these local products to, help consumers get what they need quicker?
We're focusing more on direct sales from producers rather than retailers, partly because it gets complicated. What retailers do you list? Like, how much local content would they have to get listed? Do they sell one variety of apples, for a part of the year? Do they get included? And then do people go to that store and not really find the local produce they were hoping to? So, at least for now, we're focusing on the direct sales from producers to consumers. And that also benefits the producers because they're getting the full value for their products straight from the
And
consumer.
you mentioned farmers markets. The Buy Canadian feel is not going anywhere.
I hope not.
No, at least it certainly isn't. I think that we're going to probably see a surge in farmers markets, and that is a great way to purchase direct from the farmers, isn't it?
Absolutely. You get to meet them, but it's not convenient for all farmers all the time as well. So there's many farmers that maybe can't take a full day out to be at market. So maybe they have farm stands, or they do, the cooperative shared agriculture CSA box type thing. So there's lots of different ways. Farmers markets absolutely is a great way to sort of get introduced and get connected to the local producers, but it's not the only way. I think it's a top of mind for a lot of people, but part of the point of the directory is to expand beyond just the farmers markets.
Yeah, and we speak to so many people from different parts of this region. So having that map will really allow people to see what's close to them.
Exactly. I think people will be very surprised. I think there'll be a lot of producers that they didn't know were in their own backyard.
So timeline on this then, Ramsey.
So we are hoping to have it ready for this growing season. It'll depend on how well our outreach goes. Farmers are also busy people, so we appreciate that. And we've sent out a couple of emails, and the responses are starting to trickle in. But that was the motive for the press release as well, was to really find other ways of reaching out to people. And if they have that email lingering in their inbox, give them a little nudge to fill it out. We're also starting to collect contact info for consumers that want to stay up to date on this project. So if people aren't a producer, but they want to, be the first to find out that the new directory is ready, they can sign up for our email list, and we'll happily keep them up to date.
Excellent. And of course, you'll let us know when it comes out, and we'll have you back on and we'll talk about it once again.
I would love to.
Excellent. Ramsey Hart, thank you so much.
My pleasure.